Nobody told me there'd be days like these. John Lennon, 25 years on.
We are humorists. What are they? Laurel and Hardy. That's John and Yoko. And we stand a better chance under that guise, because all the serious people like Martin Luther King and Kennedy and Gandhi got shot.
I heard something like a firecracker or something like that. Something which I didn't even notice up until I looked over by the Dakotas, by the entrance, and I see a crowd of people coming around, and it was looking at a person on the ground. And again, I didn't know it was John Lennon at the time until someone yelled out, "It's John Lennon. It's John Lennon."
When we pulled up, Lennon was already inside the vestibule. The force of the bullets evidently pushed him inside through the closing doors, and he was sprawled out on the floor. What I remember, he was bleeding profusely at the time, kind of hemorrhaging from the mouth.
Shot at least twice, possibly three times in the chest by a young man who'd been hanging around near the main entrance of the apartment house where the singer and his wife Yoko Ono lived. Shots rang out as the couple got out of their car.
But then the doorman pointed in Mark Chapman's direction. He had already thrown the gun down at that point. And then the doorman hollered out to me, "He just shot John Lennon."
Scene, they bundled him into a patrol car and fed him to hospital. He was alive when he reached Roosevelt Hospital in New York, but he died in the emergency room. Yoko Ono wasn't hit, and she was with him at the hospital.
Nobody deserves to die in that manner, but it was one he predicted, even in the 60s. And a lot of his last recorded work, I mean, the words on it are so prophetic, it's almost as if he knew something was happening.
I'd like to live to ripe old age with Yoko only, you know. And I'm not afraid of dying. I'm prepared for death because I don't believe in it. I think it's just getting out of one car and getting into another.
You know, it was an assassination. It was a killing for us in New York City. It had happened literally right in our hometown in front of a very fashionable building on the Upper West Side. And it was John Lennon, you know, one of the most beloved figures in rock and roll and very much a part of the New York scene at this point in time.
I mean, Christ said, the kingdom of heaven is within you. And that's what it means, you know, and the Indians say that, and the Zen people say that. It's a basic thing of religion. We're all God. I'm not a God, or the God, not the God. But we are all God, and we're all potentially divine, and potentially evil. We all have everything within us, and the kingdom of heaven is nigh and within us, you know. And if you look hard enough, you see it, you see it, you see it.
Nobody told me there'd be days like these. John Lennon, 25 years on.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below. Above us, only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no country. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for, and no religion too. Imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us, and the world will live as one. Imagine no possessions. That's right. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. A brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us, and the world will live as one.
Thank you.
While there's life, there's hope. Because I always consider my work one piece, and I consider that my work won't be finished until I'm dead and buried, and I hope that's a long, long time.
Good morning, it's 8 o'clock. John Lennon is dead. He was shot, apparently by a deranged gunman, outside his apartment in New York. The former Beatle fell in a hail of bullets in the front hall of the exclusive block on the Upper West Side in Manhattan. Lennon was taken to the nearby Roosevelt Hospital with...
Bill Heckel, Cavern City Tours director. I remember coming off the phone and going into the kitchen and walking around in a day, still not believing it. Surely there's some sort of mistake. And I put Radio City on, and they were playing Imagine. And at that time I knew, obviously. It was true.
Lennon's second wife, the Japanese artist Yoko Ono, was with him when the gunman struck.
After we put him in a radio car, she said, can I go too? I remember her saying that to me, and I says, yes, I says, you know, we'll get you a ride right down here. So I put her in another radio car, and she went down with another crew of police down to Roosevelt.
90.7 WFUV in New York. This is Dennis Elsis, and here are the Beatles.
Suddenly, I noticed out of the corner of my eye that the program director had been called to the telephone, and he had taken a call, and the look on his face sort of, you know, indicated that something wasn't quite right. And within a few moments, he announced to the room that word had reached us that John Lennon had been shot.
We radioed ahead, and we had traffic police officers. Police officers that were on foot patrol blocked traffic at the corner of Columbus and 72nd Street, and they sort of cleared a path for us. I would say it took us no more than 2 minutes to get into the hospital. Everything seemed to work out well in that regard. We radioed ahead and notified the hospital that we had a shot victim coming in. They were prepared for him as soon as we arrived at the hospital. Emergency people were waiting. They had all the equipment that was necessary, and John was rushed right into the emergency room.
Yes, Robin, you're on the air.
All right. Vinny, I have Mona here
this
with
is
me.
Robin
we
Sagan.
Just have confirmation from the hospital that John Lennon was dead on arrival. We have tape with Dr. Stephen Lynn, who is director of emergency room services at St. Luke's Roosevelt Hospital, and we would like to play it for you now.
Go.
John Lennon was brought to the emergency room of the Roosevelt site, St. Luke's Roosevelt Hospital, this evening, shortly before 11 p.m. He was dead on arrival. Extensive resuscitative efforts were made, but in spite of transfusions and many procedures, he could not be resuscitated.
Where was he shot, Doc, and how many times?
He had multiple gunshot wounds in his chest, in his left arm, and in his back.
How many shots did he go through?
There were seven wounds in his...
There's a program in America called Monday Night Football. And most of the American football games are played on Sunday afternoon, the professional games. But now there's there had been for some time, a Monday night football game. And a well-known American announcer named Howard Cosell was one of the sportscasters. Howard also had an interview with John Lennon. And John had, in fact, appeared once on this football show on Monday Night Football. And I think for most of America, if they were watching that football game, and it was a very popular show at the time, a lot of them learned about the death of John Lennon on this national football game Monday night.
Who was with him when he came in?
I do not know exactly who was with him. He was accompanied to the emergency department by his wife.
What was her automatic weapon? He was shot seven times.
I don't know.
How did his wife behave?
Did you know that Mr. Lennon was dead, and he did what
I did tell his wife that he was dead, and she was most distraught at the time and found it quite hard to accept. But she is no longer at the hospital.
All right, then, that's it as you have it.
We lived in Wallasey at the time, and I'd just come back from working in Germany. And when I heard the news, I'd never stop crying, just cried and cried.
I just remember getting up late for work that particular morning and putting the radio on and just hearing old Beatles songs. And I didn't realise John Lennon being shot. I just rushed out to work. Only when I got to work that particular morning, speaking to my friends at work, they'd said what had happened, and then obviously realised why there were so many Beatles songs continuously being played on the radio.
I remember I was in Manchester railway station, and it come on the tannoy that John Lennon had died.
6 a.m. in the morning, sat on the edge of the bed, turned the radio on, and they just announced John Lennon's been shot. I went into school that day, had a very difficult 15 on exam class, and they just said, "Sir, what's the matter?" And I said, told them, and they were just like so perfectly behaved, because they obviously sensed that it was a major thing in my life.
Bill Easter.
The news would have hit the family as hard as it would hit any family, even if you've not been in direct contact. Obviously, it's somebody you've grown up with, it's somebody's son or brother or sister. So I would imagine the whole family would have been as devastated as those who were close to him would have been. I'm absolutely certain his sister Julia, when she eventually got the news, would have been absolutely devastated.
The night that he died, which was morning for us, wasn't it? It was December the 8th in New York, December the 9th, about 3 o'clock in the morning, I think. I had young children and a baby, so I was always up early anyway. We'd moved to Chester. We went in without a phone, and we just left it. We were doing so much to the house, we didn't bother. And there were no mobile phones in those days. The lady over the road had a phone. And for emergencies, my family had the number. And she just came rushing over and told me.